The Catholic Church in the United States on Monday begins its observance of National Vocations Awareness Week. The week is dedicated to promoting vocations to the priesthood, diaconate, and consecrated life through prayer and education, and to renewing prayers and support for those who are considering one of those vocations. Father Sean McKnight and Sister Mary Joanna Ruland of the USCCB's Committee on Clergy, Consecrated Life and Vocations spoke with Christopher Wells about the purposes and goals of National Vocations Awareness Week.
Well, it began in 1976 when the U.S. bishops designated at that time the 28th Sunday of the year in order to highlight various vocations in the church. In 1997, it was moved to coincide with the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord. And that's why we're celebrating it this year, January 9th through the 14th. And the purpose is to once again highlight the various vocations within the church, priests, different forms of consecrated life, and the permanent diaconate. And so we provide materials that assist parents and parishioners and priests in parishes, as well as religious, the means to engage young people to think about discerning a vocation to religious life, the priesthood, or the diaconate.
It's really a week to educate people on the various vocations and to pray for both those who have those vocations as well as those who will or may have be called to those vocations.
Over the years, there's been a wide variety of vocations. What do you see as the prospects for vocations in coming years?
Well, we've had actually recently, our studies show that we've seen an uptick in the number of both consecrated vocations as well as priesthood. And the same is true of the permanent diaconate. It's a growing a pool of clergy within our church as their ministry is needed more and more. And recognized more and more throughout our country, but we have some good results, but we need more than we have. And I think, contrary to what one would think in regards to the scandal and its impact on vocations, we have not seen a downturn. We've seen nothing but except an upturn in the number of vocations coming in.
So that's very encouraging. Are you seeing, especially priests, or are you also, do you say you're also seeing consecrated life and other vocations also picking up as well?
Yes. As a matter of fact, particularly in those forms of consecrated life that are faithful to the teachings of the church on their particular forms of consecrated life, religious life, secular institutes, eremitical life, consecrated virginity. When you see a particular fidelity, you see a flourishing within those forms.
And do you have some specific new initiatives or some specific plans for this week that you're going to be developing to help encourage vocations?
That's a great question. Thank you. Actually, next week on the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops website, within the website itself, we'll have new resources that are available, including formats of holy hours, prayers, suggested prayers of the faithful, bulletin quotes, and prayer cards that can be downloaded from the website, as well as a new initiative to use social media on the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops Facebook page. We will, each day next week, we will post a short story of a person in one of the vocations, from diocesan priesthood, religious priesthood, religious women, etc., to help the faithful learn more about those vocations. Then, on a tab within the Facebook page, there will be a vocations retreat or vocation retreat that can be sent to or shared with any of the faithful to consider their vocation, to pray for those who may be called to one of the vocations of priesthood, consecrated, diaconate. And that will have a new post each day next week as well. It will include meditations of Pope Benedict XVI, as well as a time of reflection and scripture.
And finally, as we conclude, do you have a message for young people or even not so young people who might be discerning a vocation?
Well, the first thing is, if you feel the inclination, look into it. Pray about it, but go talk to someone. Talk to your parish priest. Talk to a vocation director. Talk to a religious sister if you know you're interested in becoming a nun. And really explore and see what indication those other people are giving you about your initial interest or thinkings about the vocation. The worst thing to do is to never do anything about it and just simply go on with life without having checked it out. I think that's the most important thing to do right away. In addition to praying, and you know, and if you're not going to church on a regular basis, start going. Maybe go into the Eucharistic chapel. Go to Petrol Adoration. Those are ways to help in the discernment process.
Very good. And Father, Sister, is there anything else you'd like to add as we conclude?
We would really like to also share with you about two surveys that are being done. One is called the Profession Class Of Survey, and it's a survey of all the religious women and religious brothers who made their profession of perpetual vows last year. It's become an annual survey, and we put out the report, the executive report from that survey on World Day for Consecrated Life, or around that date, February 2nd, as well as another survey and report of the men who are ordained each year, and that's the ordination class of, and this year it will be in May, I think. On Good Shepherd Sunday, we'll release that survey. And that's also an annual survey.